Let's get back to the action on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
And welcome back into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light, and don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, now available at beer retailers throughout Pennsylvania. I'm Jim Galante, along with Greg Pickle. It's quarter number three of the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings. Week six of football's in the books. Time to get ready for week seven, and no better place to get in on all the action than with DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. To add to the excitement of Week 7, DraftKings Sportsbook is bringing back their can't-miss offer. If you haven't tried DraftKings Sportsbook yet, head to the App Store now because you don't want to miss this. DraftKings Sportsbook is giving all new users the chance to earn a sign-up bonus up to $1,000 when signing up using promo code KSN. So download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and use promo code KSN when you sign up and get up to $1,000. That's code KSN. To get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000 for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. All right, Greg. Normally, quarter number three, we're doing Ask Greg. We're putting Ask Greg on hold this week. Make sure you get your questions in, though, for next week. I know we've got a game this week. A lot of items you could talk to Greg about. We've got some announcements for recruiting coming up. Get all your questions to Greg. It's the Ask Greg button on the app or email info@ksnsports.net. Greg, I did want to get to this week recent release of roster and new weights for the players. This is always an interesting time. You see what was going on with the players. Some of them have bulked up. Some of them have thinned down. I have several of them listed that caught my eye, but I wondered what caught your eye among the group. Which player and weight gain or loss hit you?
Yeah, you know, I think one of the big ones that jumped out to me was Shaka Toney, Jim. You know, he's the guy who was one of the biggest weight changes on the team in a bigger direction. You know, he certainly didn't lose any weight. He went up about, 15, 20 pounds?
20 pounds, yeah, 231 to 252.
Yeah, so, I mean, he really bulked up this offseason. And, you know, when you look at the way he's going to play this year, I really think he's going to be better against the run with the real ability to take on the pass as well. So he's always been a good pass rusher. Now he adds some weight, I think, that will help him with the with the ability to play and hold up more against the run. So I really thought he was the one that kind of jumped off the page to me. I was not expecting that big of a weight change for him, Jim, but that really jumped off the page.
It sure did. And I think what's significant is he is a veteran. He's been around for a while. We're used to seeing those big weight changes for the young guys who are in the program for the first time, and that's when you see the changes. But for a veteran to do that, it's quite significant. A couple that caught my eye, I want to start with on defense, Lance Dixon, who came in as some places even labeled him as a five-star linebacker / safety, I guess you'd have to say, because he came in weighing 210. He's now up to 221, and the question is that enough for him to get in the game as a linebacker, Greg?
I absolutely think so, Jim. You know, I think he's a guy who you look at that linebacker room as a whole, and some of those guys change quite a bit. You know, Lance Dixon all the way up to 221, you're right. Brandon Smith trims down a little bit to 237, and Ellis Brooks trims down a bit too, 233 compared to 241. So I do think that those guys have reshaped their body a little bit. I'm curious to find out at some point if that was kind of a game plan from Dwight Gault and co, or if it just worked out that way. But you can see that there was enough movement at the linebacker spot that that make you think that maybe they changed the way that they're having those guys, you know, both from a nutritional standpoint and from a weight training standpoint, bulk up. I mean, Curtis Jacobs goes up to 226 from 221. Zariah Fisher, who we thought could be an end, now is definitely a linebacker. He drops from 244 to 230. So they have a plan in mind for these guys. And, you know, Jesse Luchetta was really the only expected major contributor, Jim, who didn't really change much. I think he changed a couple of pounds, so I don't think included him in the rundown. But he is one of those guys who certainly is looking good and has been looking good. So I think Penn State fans, when they see these guys on the field, are going to like what they have done in the offseason. And again, it's just such a weird game week because we haven't seen these guys really since, you know, since what, the Cotton Bowl? I mean, we've seen some photos of them from the program here and there, but not like we're used to seeing where, you know, it's once a week you can go in and see practice and see how things are going. So that's certainly weird, but based on the photos and based on the weight changes on the most recent roster, I think we can all feel pretty good about the fact that these defensive guys, especially the linebackers, have changed for the better during this extended offseason.
Something else that caught my eye, it's funny, I guess I react similarly both ways, if guys are putting on weight or if they're losing weight, and especially at their particular positions. It's interesting, on the offensive line, if you look, they have C.J. Thorpe down about 10 pounds and Caden Wallace down about 20 pounds.
Yeah, that caught my eye too, Jim. I was actually just pulling up the exact figures on there, but you're 100% right. Did C.J. Thorpe drops from 322 to 313. You know, it was good to see Drew Scruggs get up to 298 from 281. I think he's a guy that obviously is coming back off of the off-field accident that he had last year. So that cost him some weight last season. It looks like he's put most of that back on him. I don't know if it caught your eye, but Bryce Effner and Mike Miranda now both up over 300 pounds. Des Holmes, I think, dropped some weight just like Caden Wallace did. So, you know, again, I think that they have an idea in mind for how they want those guys to train and how they want those guys to follow a nutrition plan and everything else. And some guys just get there quicker than others. But it's clear that they want these linemen to be mean and lean and aggressive blocking machines, if you will. So, you know, I think that the changes that we've seen here pretty much indicate that they want these guys between like 300 and 315 if they can get there. And that's going to be what I would assume is the focus for them here moving forward in years to come.
Right. You mentioned Juice Scruggs, and that did catch my eye also. You get the feeling while he was out with after the accident, he was not going to be able to work out like you would expect an offensive lineman to do. So this is probably the first opportunity since then for him to bulk up and get to that point. And you're in. Also bring up the interesting point about Mike Miranda, a guy who has been around for a while. I was a little surprised seeing that significant a gain with him of 16 pounds. The other guy, it seems like we always have to talk about him on whenever we get these new weight classifications, and that's Zach Kuntz, the backup tight end who came to Penn State, if I have it correct. Now, he's about 6'7". But he was 220 coming in, which is way too thin to play tight end when you're 6'7". But he is now bulked up. He, prior to this roster release, he was at 252, and now he's up to 258. I would think that's very significant that he's getting to a weight like that to play the position. And they say he's done that without losing any of his athleticism.
Yeah, I am very impressed by that, Jim. You know, he's a guy who Penn State saw a lot out of Nick Bowers last year as that number two tight end behind Pat Freiermuth. And I think, you know, obviously Pat Freiermuth is going to be the guy. There's no question about that. So, you know, I don't think we have to make any, you know, great bold predictions about the fact that Zach Kuntz is fighting for the number two tight end job. But you know what? If Kirk Ciarrocco uses it the way Ricky Ronnie did, that's a pretty significant role, and you have to be big enough to hold up against the run, be a force in the run game. and then also be able to go out and catch passes. So keep in mind, too, that he's obviously a big red zone target. And I think Kirk Schrock might get a little bit interested in that as well. So he's one guy I think is going to have a bigger role than people might anticipate, Jim. And then the other one is, and I'll change gears on here a little bit, but Will Levis, you know, whether he's used as a ball carrier at times, whether he's used as a big quarterback in the red zone. I really don't like Taysom Hill in the way that he's used by the Saints, Jim, but I think that Kirk Schrock can find a more logical way to use Will Levis and not disrupt the flow of the offense and not feel like he's forcing Will Levis into the game. But I do think there's going to be opportunities for them to get him in there as the number two quarterback as well.
I do, too. You hit on two of my favorite players and player topics, which are Will Levis. He is so good running the ball, so determined. He's like Noah Kane at quarterback, right? Yes. That, and they've talked about protecting Sean Clifford a bit, not having him running so much, not having him take the hits so much. I can see packages, you know, on that third and one, fourth and one, those short yardage situations. You certainly will, as a defense, have to respect Will Levis running the ball. And of course, he is a quarterback. We know he's capable still of throwing the ball. And the other one was Zach Kuntz. I just love that idea of a 6'7" tight end. I mean, he was a hurdles champion in high school, so he's got to have some hops to him.
Right.
I just picture a 5'11" safety or cornerback trying to cover a guy 6'7". It's kind of like when you're 15 years old and your 10-year-old brother is trying to cover you. You know, you get the ball high, and what's that defender going to do, right?
Yeah, that's pretty much exactly it, Jim. You throw it up there and just assume that there's not too many guys who are going to be able to either play at that level via their height or via their ability to jump. So, yeah, I think that, again, you know, if he carries the weight and retains his athleticism, which we've been told he has, and in this unusual offseason, we'll just have to see if that's the case. That's pretty much the rule of thumb for everything right now, is you have to see. Seeing is believing, because we haven't seen a whole lot, so we won't know a whole lot until the end of the game is in the books. But I do think we'll see Zach Kuntz in that game, and yeah, I mean, he should be a matchup nightmare. There's no question about it, and that's what's going to be fun about watching Kirk Schrocka this year, Jim, is just simply the fact that he can mismatch those guys that he has the advantage to, and they should have advantages in a number of situations that maybe they didn't last year.
Exactly right, and it's going to be fun to see how that all develops. All right, Greg, that's it for quarter number three. In quarter number four, we have waited 10 months for this. We are going to have a game preview. We're going to talk Penn State, Indiana. Stick with us.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football, flannel, beards, tailgating. Oh, yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
This is Jim from Keystone Sports, and I'd like to introduce you to our new partners at Forged-Legends.com, makers of solid one-piece cast aluminum gifts. Forget the bumper sticker. For the real enthusiast, you need to go to Forged-Legends.com. Front plates, license plate frames, and hitch covers. Choose from many patriotic themes, or even show your pride with your favorite team's colors. All come with a lifetime guarantee and are manufactured right here in Central PA. Be sure to check them out. That's Forged-Legends.com, and use code KSN at checkout. Get in on all the football action. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN when you sign up to get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. That's code KSN for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.